I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. The Xfinity and Cup Series teams raced the road course at Watkins Glen over the weekend. The Xfinity teams raced on Saturday. Rookie driver Sammy Smith stayed out on strategy and won Stage 1. William Byron dominated Stage 2 and led 35 laps on the day. Ty Gibbs led 25 laps, including after the 8th and final caution with 6 to go. On the restart, Gibbs and Byron were battling for the lead and wrecked themselves in the bus stop, opening the door for Kyle Larson, who held on for his 13th Xfinity Series win. AJ Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, Noah Gragson, and Kaz Grala rounded the top five, and the Xfinity teams head to Daytona this weekend. The Cup teams raced on Sunday. Lightning, then rain, delayed the start for a while. They started in the rain, but it cleared up quickly, and by the end of Stage 1, the rain tires were on the rack. The Fords cleaned up in the stages. Chase Briscoe won the first, and Joey Logano claimed the second. They also went caution-free until the final stage. F1 champ Kimi Raikkonen was collected along with Ross Chastain, Austin Dillon, and Lewis Hezemans in the opening laps in the first one of three in the final, along with a spin for Joey Hand and Hezemans getting stuck in the gravel trap with 6 to go. Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson were battling for the lead for most of the final 20 laps. On the final restart, you might say Kyle Larson squeezed Elliott out of the lead, taking it and claiming his second win of 22, goes back-to-back in the Cup Series and sweeps the weekend races at the Glen. Here's Kyle trying to make the move on Elliott sound a little bit better than it actually is.
Man, I knew that was kind of my only opportunity. I'm not proud of it, but you being in the inside lane, you being the leader choosing the left lane, it's definitely, you know, wins out. But when it gets late in the race, it's definitely risky. And like I said, I knew that was my only opportunity to get by him. So, you know, I felt like our cars were pretty equal today and had a lot of fun after the green flag cycle trying to chase him down and kind of burnt my stuff up a little bit. But the restarts, you know, kept me in it and kept our team in it. So proud of our guys. Good to get another win here at Watkins Glen. Get some more bonus points low in the playoffs, which is we haven't had many of those this year. So you know, hopefully this will build on some momentum and we can keep racking some more points.
AJ Allmendinger, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Daniel Suarez finished top five. Michael McDowell, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, and Eric Jones rounded the top 10. And even if he didn't win the race, Chase Elliott did claim the regular season championship for 22. He earns 15 playoff points for the feat. The Cup teams have one more chance to win before the playoffs begin. It's night racing at Daytona, and I'll get you ready on Friday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, August 22nd, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.